Srimad Bhagavatam, in the sense of all Vedic literature, only by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam can one achieve the supreme perfection. Only by hearing. Sthana sthita sutigatang tanubhang manobhir japrayaso adhicha jito apyasista istrilokyam jnana prayasa udapasya namanta eva jivanti samukhritam bhavadiya vartam sthana sthita sutigatang tanubhang manobhir japrayaso adhicha jito sayapistrilokyam. This is a statement given by Lord Brahma. Only by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, how can one achieve the supreme perfection? One should not. Jnana prayasa udapasya. The Mayavadi, the speculators, they never hear. They never come under this Srauta Paramparjya, this hearing process, and disciplic succession. Disciplic succession means hearing process, this descending order. They never come under this process. They speculate by their own speculation, by their own mundane scholarship, knowledge. They want to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they cannot do it. Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be understood by that process. Only this descending process, by hearing process, Srauta Paramparjya, is recommended. Therefore, Lord Brahma says, jnana payasa udapasya namanta eva jivanti samukritam bhavadiya vartam. Those who, by giving up this jnana prayas, by speculating process, only hear from bona fide authorities, Vaishnavas. Sthana sthita sruti yadant anubhang maname. No need of changing your positions. In whatever position one may be, if one is in brahmachari position, let it be there, in brahmachari position. If one is in grihastha position, let him be there, in grihastha position. If one is in vanaprastha position, let him be there, in vanaprastha position. If one is there in sannyas position or jatibrata position, let him be there. No need of changing position. Only here, only here, Srimad Bhagavatam from the bona fide authority. Thereby you can achieve the supreme perfection. Sri Parikshit Maharaj only heard. Parikshit Maharaj only heard. He had only 7 days lifespan. Only 7 days. He was the emperor of whole world. Very famous emperor, a great devotee. During his reign, there was no disturbances, no revolution, no fighting, nothing. All were living very peacefully and happily. Such an emperor. Anyhow, he was cursed by a Brahman Brahmachari, and he could know that only 7 days were there, his lifespan. He gave up everything, all his kingdom, empire, he gave up everything and went to the bank of Ganges and down there, observing Payobrata. He didn't take any food, didn't sleep. It's Payobrata, observing this. All sages, all saints, all devarsis, rajarsis, maharsis, all came down there. Such an emperor, Jabab, ruling. Under whose rule, they were all peacefully doing their bhajan. So, Parikshit Maharaj asked them one question. I have only 7 days time. My life will pass away. What shall I do? What shall I do to achieve the supreme perfection? Nana Muninkara Nana Moto, it is said, it is there. Many munis, many philosophers of their many philosophies. Different philosophers. So different opinions came up. Different. but it was not decided what to do. At last, Sri Sukhdev Goswami came. Sri Sukhdev Goswami came at last. And the same question was asked to him. What shall I do? Sukhdev Goswami says, you hear Srimad Bhagavatam Krishna Katha. And anonymously, all proved it. They say, yes, this should be done. Sri Sukhdev Goswami narrated, chanted, did kirtan of Srimad Bhagavatam continuously for 7 days. And Parikshit Maharaj only heard. Parikshita Sravane Vyasaki Kirtane. Parikshita Sravane Vyasaki Kirtane. Parikshit Maharaj only heard. And Vyasaki, the son of Vyasadev, Sukhdev Goswami, only did kirtan, narrated Srimad Bhagavatam. Thereby, they achieved the supreme perfection. The Srimad Bhagavatam is such a scripture, essence of all Vedic scripture. Jao Bhagavata Pada Vaishnavara Sthane Ekanta Asyakura Chaitanya Charane. Jiver Nishtar Lagi Sutra Koyana Vyas Mahabadi Bhasya Sunile Hoy Sarvonas. Srimad Mahaprabhu has said this thing. Srila Vyasadeva has compiled this commentary of Vedanta Sutra. Srimad Bhagavatam is the commentary of Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra was compiled by Srila Vyasadeva and he himself has given the commentary. And this is Paramahansa Sanghita. This is a commentary of Vedanta Sutra. But the Mahavadis, they don't speak from Srimad Bhagavatam. When they give the commentary of Vedanta Sutra, they give the commentary written by, compiled by Shankaracharya. It's known as Saririka Bhashya, which is imaginative commentary. Imaginative commentary, that's not proper bona fide commentary. It's imaginative commentary. They never speak from Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Srimad Mahaprabhu says, Jiver Nishtar Lagi Sutra Koyana Vyas Mahavadi Bhashya Sunile Hoy Sarvanas. For the deliverance of the jivas, Vyasadeva has given commentary to Vedanta Sutra, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. Don't listen to Mahavadi Bhashya. Don't listen to the commentaries of Mahavadis. Yes, Srimad Mahaprabhu has cautioned us. So, jao bhagavata padho vaishnavara sthane ekanta asraya karo chaitanya charane. Go to a bhakta bhagavata. Go to a vaishnava who is an embodiment of bhagavata, who is well conversant with bhagavata tattva. Go to him, approach him and hear bhagavata or study bhagavata under his guidance. Then you can have the knowledge of bhagavata or get the mercy of bhagavata. Because Bhagavata is none different from Krishna. Krishna's mercy and Bhagavata's mercy. Grantha Krupa, it is said Grantha Krupa. The mercy of Bhagavata, you will have it. So Srimad Bhagavata is such a scripture. And Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. Every day, daily, one should hear Srimad Bhagavatam from the lips of a devotee Bhagavata, of a Vaishnava, every day. This daily activity. This daily activity. Alright. Let us go to the verse.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, chapter 7, text 24.
Tvam Brahma Paramam Guhyam Sadasat Bhavo Bhavanam Nana
शक्तिभिः
आभातस्
त्वम् आत्मा
जगदीश्वरः
त्वम् ब्रह्म परमं गुह्यं सदसद्भावभावनं मानशक्तिभिरभातस् आत्मा जगत ईश्वर
यस प्लीज रिपीट
Your Lordship,
your Lordship.
Brahma.
Brahma,
impersonal Brahman,
Paramam,
Supreme,
Guhyam,
Confidential,
Sat
Asat Bhava Bhavanam, the cause of varieties of creation, its cause and effect, Nana Shakti Bhi, with varieties of potencies, Abhataha, manifest. Tvam.
You are.
Atma.
Atma.
The super soul.
The super soul.
Jagat Ishwaraha.
Jagat Ishwaraha.
The supreme personality of Godhead.
The supreme personality of Godhead.
Tvam Brahma Paramam Guhyam Sadasad Bhava Bhavanam Nana Shakti Virbhata Stomatma Jagat Ishwaraha. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. You are the cause of all causes. The self-effulgent, inconceivable, impersonal Brahman, which is originally Parabrahman, you manifest various potencies in this cosmic manifestation. Please repeat the translation. You are the cause of all causes.
You are the cause of all causes.
The self-effulgent,
inconceivable,
impersonal Brahman,
which is originally Parabrahman.
You manifest various potencies
in this cosmic manifestation.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This prayer is offered to the impersonal Brahman, which consists of the effulgent rays of Parabrahman. Parabrahman is the supreme personality of Godhead. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. When Lord Shiva is worshipped as Parabrahman, the worship is meant for Lord Vishnu. This is prayers offered by Prajapatis to Lord Shiva. But all these prayers are meant for Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when this prayer, Srila Prabhupada, my beloved spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada says, when Lord Shiva is worshipped as Parabrahman, the worship is meant for Lord Vishnu. I have been saying this thing. Lord Shiva is none different from Vishnu. At the same time, also, he is not Vishnu. He is not Vishnu. Because the difference is there between Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva. The difference between milk and jogurt. The similar difference is there between Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva. Jogrut is made out of milk. When some acid is added to it, to the milk, it is jogrut. And that jogrut cannot be called milk or cannot be again transformed into milk. Dugdha hoite nare. Dugdhantara vastu noi dugdha hoite nare. Jogrut is not different from milk, but it cannot be said milk or cannot be transformed into milk because something is added to it. Whereas in milk, that nothing is added. Similarly,
when Lord Vishnu accepts Maya, his external energy becomes Shiva. So Shiva means with Maya. He has accepted Maya, his mixture. But whereas Vishnu has not accepted Maya, he is aloof from Maya. So this is the difference between Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva. So here, these prayers are all meant for Lord Vishnu, but they are offering prayers to Lord Shiva. This is Achintya Bhedabheda Tattva. Achintya Bhedabheda Tattva. I have already said what is Shiva Tattva. Shiva Tattva is a special Tattva, a special Tattva. Not an ordinary Jiva Tattva and not Vishnu Tattva. A special Tattva is Shiva Tattva. We'll find the Shivas, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, they are all subordinates to Lord Vishnu, Lord Hari. Haristveka tattvam vidhi shiva suresa pranamitam. That is stated. Lord Hari is the supreme truth, parama tattva. Vidhi, Lord Brahma and Shiva, Suresa, Lord Indra, they are all subordinate tattvas. They are all subordinate to Lord Hari. They are not Vishnu tattvas. But here, Lord Shiva, the Prajapati, is offering prayers to Lord Shiva as per a Brahma. My beloved spiritual master Srila Prabhupada says in his commentary, otherwise you will be put into confusion. What is this? Srila Prabhupada says, explained very clearly, and Lord Shiva is worshipped as per a Brahma, the worship is meant for Lord Vishnu. Because Lord Vishnu is the source of everything, as Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. Iti matva avadantamam buddha bhava samannitaha. In the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am the source of all emanation. All emanation. Krishna means everything. And this cosmic manifestation, or universal, is the universal form of Krishna. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is universal form, Viswarupa. In the 11th chapter, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, it is mentioned how Krishna showed to Arjuna his universal form. Whatever you see in this universe, you will find everything there in that gigantic form of Krishna, this universal form. Now Arjuna saw how there is Lord Brahma, how there is Lord Shiva, how there is Indra, all demigods, everything is there. So it is in the that great gigantic body of Supreme Lord, all are there. Lord Shiva is there, Lord Brahma is there, Suresh, Indra is there, all demigods are there. Whatever you see here in this material world, everything is there. So A, prayer will be offered to that Supreme Lord automatically. When Lord Shiva is there, the prayer is offered to him. It's automatically. As Srimad Bhagavatam also says, Jathātararmūla-nisacananam trupyanti-taskanda-bhujopasākha prāna-pahārārta-jathindriyāni tathīva-sarvārana-machyutejyaha. If you pour water at the root of the tree, automatically, the whole tree gets it. All its twigs, branches, fruits, flowers, leaves, automatically they get it. No separate giving water. If you give food to the stomach, automatically whole body is nourished. Automatically whole body is nourished. There is no need of giving food separately to separate limbs. No need of giving food separately to the hand, to leg, or eye, or ear, or nose. No. If you give food to the stomach, automatically whole body is nourished. Tadharana majudejya. Similarly, if you offer worship to Achyuta, Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna, the source of everything, all are automatically worshipped. Lord Shiva is worshipped, Lord Brahma is worshipped, Lord Indra is worshipped, all are worshipped. No separate worship is needed. It is said. Those who do not know this tattva, they offer separate worships, thinking of the demigods as individual Ishwaras, thinking them as good as Ishwara. Ekali Ishwara Krishna are so bhrutya. Ekali Ishwara Krishna are so bhrutya. Only Krishna is the Ishwara, Supreme Ishwara, Parameshwara. All others are his servants. All are his servants. If Krishna is worshipped, or Lord Vishnu is worshipped, automatically all are worshipped. All are worshipped. No need. If someone will worship Krishna, or Lord Vishnu, automatically Lord Shiva is worshipped. Shiva will never get angry that why didn't you worship me? No. You'll find this thing in 4th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam Prasiddha Upakhyana. Prasiddhas, by the order of their father, were going to undergo penance for the pleasure of Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. Shivaji came and instructed them and said, I am very happy that you are going to please Lord Vishnu by undergoing penances. Those who worship Vishnu, please Vishnu, they are merry. They are worshipped by me. I am very pleased with them. Lord Shiva says this thing. So he gave so many instructions, prachetas. Lord Shiva is very much pleased with the Vaishnava, with the devotee of Lord Vishnu or Krishna. He is never displeased. Because he is a Vaishnava. He is a devotee of Krishna. Nirantara kahe Shiva mai Krishna das. Lord Shiva always says this thing. I am the servant of Krishna, Krishna das. That's a fact. But those who are ignorant fools, those who don't know this tattva, they worship the demigods like Shiva or Brahma or other demigods, thinking them as Ishwara, as God, Lord. Thereby they commit offense. We have that offense in nama aparadha. 10 offenses are there, thinking the demigods to be as separate Ishwaras. It's an offense. That's offense. You know, Lord, as Lord Shiva is a Vaishnava, he cannot tolerate this offense. But one question is there. Lord Shiva is worshipped here in this material world by devotees. Vaishnavas also worship Lord Shiva, and karmis, demons, non-devotees, they also worship Lord Shiva. Karmis, non-devotees, mahabadis, speculators, atheists, they worship Lord Shiva to get material benediction, thinking Lord Shiva as Supreme Ishwara, Maheshwara. One of the names of Lord Shiva is also Maheshwara, is the name of Lord Vishnu. I had already told you how Lord Vishnu has given his own names to the different demigods, his own names. Therefore, we'll find such names in the names of Lord Vishnu. Those who are not conversant with this, don't know this thing, they say this, right? The name of Vishnu is Shiva, and Shiva is also Vishnu. They say like that. Thereby they commit offense. They don't know this tattva. The Vaishnavas, those who are bona fide Vaishnavas, those who come under this Sauta Paramparjya, hearing process, those who heard from Acharyas, bona fide Acharya, they know this tattva. They never commit this offense. Others commit. And Lord Shiva has two types of kripa. One is Sakapata kripa and Agapata kripa. Yes, there's two types of kripa Lord Shiva has. Lord Shiva and Goddess Durga, his wife, they have two types of kripa, two types of mercy, Sakapata kripa and Agapata kripa. That means, when the demons worship Lord Shiva and ask for material benediction, the Shiva gives them. Lord Shiva gives them material benediction. And that krupa is Sakapata krupa. It is known as Sakapata krupa. Sakapata krupa means krupa, mercy with some duplicity. Mercy with some duplicity is Sakapata krupa. When Vaishnavas worship Lord Shiva, because Shiva, Vaishnavanam yatha sambhu, Lord Shiva is one of the famous Vaishnavas. So Vaishnavas also worship Lord Shiva. They ask for Krishna bhakti. Krishna bhakti. Please bestow Krishna bhakti on us. Vaishnavas ask for only this. They never ask for any material benediction. Then Lord Shiva bestows that mercy, that is Akapata Krupa. The mercy without duplicity. This Akapata Krupa. So, our philosophy, our Vaishnava philosophy is this. You may worship Lord Shiva, but worship him as a Vaishnava. As a Vaishnava. And ask for this krupa, this Akapata krupa. Please bestow this benediction on me that I will get Krishna bhakti. And Shiva can give it. Lord Shiva is Asutosa. Very quickly, immediately, he is pleased and he can give you this benediction. Gopis have performed this worship of Lord Shiva. There is famous Shiva temple in Vrindavan, is known as Temple of Gopeshwara Mahadev. Jaya Jaya Gopeshwara Vrindavana Madho. We have that prayer. That song is there. Jaya Jaya Gopeshwara Vrindavana Madho. We glorify Gopeshwara Mahadev, Gopeshwara Lord Shiva, who is there in the middle of Vrindavan. Because gopis were worshipping that Lord Shiva. And asking for that benediction, please bestow this benediction on us, that Krishna will be our husband. Krishna will be our husband. It is also said, those who want the woman, those who want good husbands, they may worship Lord Shiva. Yes. Lord Shiva will bestow that benediction on them, they can have good husband. So gopis worship Lord Shiva, Gopeshwara Mahadev, and asked for this benediction. Please bestow this benediction on us that Krishna will be our husband. And they got Krishna as their husband. So Lord Shiva has two types of krupa. One is Sakapata krupa, another is Akapata krupa. The krupa, mercy with duplicity, and pure mercy without duplicity. And Vaishnava's gate, that mercy. They ask for this Agapata Krupa and they get it. Those are non-Vaishnavas, non-devotees, demons, they get Agapata Krupa. Lord Shiva gives this benediction to the demons, thereby they get material opulence, material enjoyment. If material opulence and material enjoyment is very good, why Lord Shiva is not having it? Lord Shiva, you see, lives in the cremation ground, crematorial ground, almost naked. He has smeared all the ashes throughout his body, matted lock, and he has put on snakes on his body. No material opulence. But he is giving material opulence to the demons because they ask for it. And Lord Shiva can give it. That is Sagavata Krupa. The Krupa, mercy with duplicity. Thereby, Lord Shiva says, alight, you ask for this, alight, I give you. Take this benediction, you get this material opulence, thereby you will get its ultimate consequence. That means, by getting this benediction from me, material benediction, you will be finished at last. That is Sagavata Krupa. And Goddess Durga also gives the same Krupa. The wife of Lord Shiva. Those who are worshippers of Goddess Durga, they are very, very materially opulent people. And Goddess Durga gives this material opulence. Goddess Durga has a trident. Lord Shiva also has a trident in his hand. So they think, alight, you ask for this benediction from us, I or we give you this benediction, O demon, but you should be prepared to have a thrust by this trident. That means this is Sagavata Krupa. But the Vaishnavas, devotees, they don't ask for any material benediction. They worship Lord Shiva as a Vaishnava, and only ask for Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti. That Shiva gives also. Shiva gives also. So Vaishnavas also worship. As gopis had worshipped Shiva. So, this is most important thing. And another thing is that, as I told you, if Lord Vishnu is worshipped, or Krishna is worshipped, automatically, all the demigods, everybody is worshipped. No need of separate offering of worship to any demigod. So in our Nama Prat, we also tell that thing. One may ask Purusha's question. All right, we are the devotees of Krishna. We have developed this knowledge, devotion unto Krishna. And that is instruction given to us. Aikantika Bhakti is a one-pointed bhakti. It's not multi-pointed. It's Aikantika. Aikantika Bhakti. It's only we worship Krishna and we ask for that unalloyed devotion unto Krishna. We never ask for any other type of devotion. It's devotion is one-pointed devotion, only towards Krishna. Only towards Krishna. This is aikantika bhakti, unalloyed devotion. Ahetuki bhakti. That is a bhakti ahetuki tvai. It's the same thing, unalloyed devotion. One who develops this type of devotion, automatically he pleases all the demigods, one and all. One and all. One should understand what is this aikantika bhakti? What is this aikantika bhakti? Unalloyed devotion. This is one-pointed. It's point one-pointed, not multi-pointed. Though Krishna has various forms, many Vishnu forms, many avatars, Krishna is the source of all avatars, all Vishnu forms, he is known as avatari, sarvansi, sarvavatari, Krishna. Because all avatars are there in Krishna. All Vishnu forms are there in Krishna, because he is source of all Vishnu forms, all avatars. Those who are devotees of Lord Krishna, they are also devotees of all the incarnations of Krishna. Therefore, we observe the appearance of different Vishnu forms. On Ram Navami day, we observe Ram Navami, the appearance of Lord Ram. We observe Nrsingha Chaturdasi, the appearance of Lord Nrsingha Dev. We observe Vaman Dwadasi, the appearance day of Lord Vaman. We observe Varaha Dwadasi, the appearance of Lord Varaha Dev. Like this. We observe. But we are the devotees of Krishna. We have only this devotion, another devotion, one-pointed devotion. But why do we observe all these things? Because all the incarnations are there in Krishna, is the source of all incarnation. This is Vaishnava Tattva. Those who are fixed in this Tattva, there is no difficulty in them. There is no difficulty. And thereby, we pay respect to one and all. Pay respect to one and all. We never disrespect anything, even not a tiny insect also. No, we never disrespect. Because this is our tattva. This is our tattva. It's Mami Bansa Jiva Loki Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. 15th chapter, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has said this thing. The Jiva, the soul, is eternally my part and parcel. The one who is real sadhu, Vaishnava, who knows this tattva, who is fixed in this tattva, and who has developed such vision, who sees Krishna everywhere, and he sees all the manifestations of Krishna, and when he sees a soul, a tiny creature, or an insect, he says, there is a soul. It's a soul. He never sees the outer body. Real sadhu or Vaishnava never sees the outer body. He sees the inner soul or super soul. So he pays respect to one and all. So he pays respect to one and all. And he loves them. Therefore we say, if you can love Krishna, if you can develop love of Krishna, you can automatically love one and all. Because all are parts and parcels of Krishna, all belong to Krishna. This is our philosophy. But those who are not Vaishnavas, they have different opinions and they never pay respect to one and all. They love one body, they hate another body. There is raga and dvesa. Raga and dvesa. Love and hatred. But a real Vaishnava, there is no hatred at all. Only love. He loves one and all. Because he sees Krishna, our super soul, everywhere. And part of the super soul, part of Krishna. So he never hates any creature also. This is Vaishnava Tattva. They are all the servants of Lord Vishnu or Krishna. So we never disrupt. But we worship only Krishna. Thereby, all the demigods are pleased with us. They are never displeased with us. We never disrespect them. That is our philosophy. That is our philosophy. This is most sublime philosophy. And Mahaprabhu has taught this. And this Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva is most sublime philosophy. And another point I have to tell you, how by only worshipping Krishna or developing an alert devotion to Krishna can one satisfy one and all. One example I may give in this respect. What is an alert devotion? What is an alert devotion? It's one-pointed devotion. Best example is Hanumanji. Hanumanji is the best example. Hanumanji, Bajrangaji is a great sadhu. Hanumanji is a great sadhu. very dear servant, beloved servant of Lord Ram, Hanumanji. He has developed annulled devotion to Lord Ram. He is Ram Bhakta, he is a devotee of Lord Ram. And Hanuman is not a devotee of Lord Krishna. You know, he is not a devotee of Lord Krishna. He is a devotee of Lord Ram. And he has developed annulled devotion towards Lord Ram. Whereas, Lord Ram is an incarnation of Krishna. Ramadi murtisu palaniyamanatistam nanavatara karot bhuvanisu kintu Krishna samsambhavat parampumanjo govindangadi purusam tamam madami. Brahma Sahitasa. Rama, Nrsingha, Vamana, these are all incarnations of Lord Krishna in Kala, Ansa and Kala. Ansa, plenary portion of the portion, that is Kala. So all these incarnations are the portion, plenary portion of Krishna. It is Ansa Kala Punsa Krishna Stu Bhagavana Swayam. Sukadeva Goswami says this thing. All these incarnations are plenary portion and portion of Krishna, Ansa and Kala. Krishna is only Bhagavan. Krishna is the Bhagavan Swayam. And those who develop another devotion to Lord Krishna, it doesn't mean that they have no devotion towards Lord Ram or Nrsingha or Vamana. No. They have devotion, but devotion is one pointed towards Krishna. It's iconic. Example is, as Vajrangaji, Hanumanji. Hanumanji. Hanumanji says, Srinathe Janakinathe Abheda Paramatmuni Mama Jivana Sarvasva Rama Rajiva Lochana. Hanumanji knows Tattva. He's a great sadhu. I know it very well. Srinatha and Janakinatha. Janakinatha means husband of Janaki Sita, that Lord Ram. And Srinatha means husband of Lakshmi, that is Lord Vishnu, Narayana or Krishna. There is no difference, I know it. Abheda Paramatmani. Mama Jivana Sarvasva Rama Rajiva Lochana. But Rama Rajiva Lochana is my heart and soul. Not Krishna. Not Srinatha, it's Janakinatha. He tore open his heart, Vajrangaji, Hanumanji and soul. How? Rama and Sita is there, nobody else. Once there is a story in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's Brihat Bhagavatamrita, written by Srila Sanatana Goswami. Once Lord Krishna sent Garudji to Hanumanji. Hanuman, Lord, that means Hanumanji is still now. He's still now. He's there. Lord Krishna sent Garud from Dwaraka. Garudji go to Hanuman and tell that I am calling him, he should come immediately. So Garuda went there. So Hanumanji, Hanumanji, Lord Krishna is calling you at Dwaraka, please come. Hanumanji was chanting Ram Nam, Ram, 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 Ram. He didn't listen. He didn't listen. He paid no heed to it. Repeatedly Garuda said, Lord Krishna is calling you at Dwaraka. Please come. He didn't listen. When he repeatedly said, he just gave a great laugh with his tail to Garuda. And Garuda was thrown away and fell down in Dwaraka. Garuda was very much desperate, morose. Krishna could understand everything. Then Krishna told him, you are nonsense. Why didn't you tell Lord Ram is calling? Go and tell him. Again go and tell him Lord Ram is calling. So again Garuda went there and told Hanumanji, Lord Ram is calling you. Please come. Imme, alight, chalo, I'll go now. Garuda says, please, sit on my shoulder. I'll take it out. Get out. You go. I am going. Then Garuda went out and Hanuman immediately went. Before the arrival of Garuda, Hanuman had already arrived there. And in the meantime, Lord Krishna has assumed the form of Lord Ram. And Lord Balaram has assumed the form of Lakshmana. And Rukmini Devi has assumed the form of Lord Sita. Ram, Lakshmana, Sita. They are standing, and Hanumanji was sitting there with folded hands. This is how. This is our devotion. And Krishna is not different from Lord Ram. This is our devotion. Mama jivana sarvasva rama rajivalosana. He says. If you speak about Krishna, Hanumanji will never listen. So Krishna is not annoyed with it. He didn't angry because he knows, Lord Krishna knows, that Hanumanji is the dearest servant of Lord Ram, who is, I am not different from Lord Ram. So they assume their forms. And because Hanumanji will offer prayer, Hanumanji will offer respect to Lord Ram. You understand? He knows that. But this is unalloyed devotion. This is one pointed. Is unalloyed devotion. And similarly, we have unalloyed devotion unto Krishna. And if we go, if you have such devotion, like Hanumanji, and if you go to the temple of Lord Ram, pray to him, please manifest your Krishna form. I will see it. I will pay obeisances. And immediately you will see. You will manifest. And you will see if you have really developed such an all devotion as Hanumanji had. Definitely, definitely. Because only we have to see Lord Krishna. As Hanumanji only to see Lord Ram, not Krishna. This is an all devotion. And thereby, Krishna is not annoyed or Ramji is not annoyed. Because there is no difference. Avatar avatari bheda. In Brahma Sangita says, Viparchireva. Huh? What is that? Mabhupetya. Huh? Dipayate vibhruta hetu samana dharma. Jasta drugeva visnutaya vibhati govindam adi purusam tamam bhajami. The Brahma Sangita says very clearly. There is one original lamp and many lamps are being lighted. And all the lamps are giving the light of same degree, no difference. Dipayate vibhrutayate samana dharma. You cannot say, this gives more light and this gives some dim light. No. Samana dharma, equal lighting. But one is original lamp. That original lamp is Krishna. That original lamp is Krishna. And other lamps are different incarnations. Visnutaya vibhati. So there is no difference in our tattva. There is no difference between avatari and avatara. Avatari and avatara. Lord Shiva is gunavatara. Lord Shiva is gunavatara. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and Vishnu, they are gunavatars. Lord Shiva is in charge of tamagun, Lord Brahma is in charge of rajagun, and Lord Vishnu is in charge of sattvagun. But out of these three, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, Vishnu is the supreme personality of Godhead. Whereas, Lord Brahma is not and Shiva is not. They are not supreme personality of Godhead. They are the servants of Lord Vishnu. They are the servants of Lord Vishnu. And those who don't know this tattva, they equalize these three. Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, they equalize. And they put all of them in one altar. Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, they say Trinath, Trinath, three Ishwaras. Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. Thereby, they are Pasandis. They are Pasandis. They commit offense that I. That is stated in Shastra. one who will equalize Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva with Lord Vishnu, he is Pasandi. So Pasandi bhavet dhruvam. So Pasandi bhavet dhruvam. Because he equalizes the master and the servant. No. Lord Vishnu is the master, whereas Lord Shiva and Brahma are servants. You should not equalize. Put Lord Vishnu in an elevated altar and put Lord Shiva and Brahma below Lord Vishnu. That's proper. But those personages are there, they say Lord Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, three lords, and they put them in one altar, same altar, and worship them. Trinath Puja. They say Trinath Puja. We are offering worship to three Nathas, three lords, and they are equal. So Pashandi Bhavedruvam. Jastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivatam Samatena Vikheta So Pashandi Bhavedruvam. Shastra says this. So Pashandi, he is Pashandi. Brahma, Rudra and Vishnu, if someone equalizes, he is a Pashandi. He must go to hell. This is our tattva. Though Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are gunavataras in absolute consideration, as per this tattva, chinta veda veda tattva, that means inconceivably one and different. It's one and different and inconceivable. So there may be no difference, but that difference is there. In this, on this tattva, this prayer is offered. The Prajapatis are offering this prayer. And this all prayer, they offer to Lord Shiva, is all meant for Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. Because Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma is there in Lord Vishnu, in Lord Vishnu. If offer prayer to Lord Vishnu, automatically, the prayer is offered to Lord Brahma and Shiva also. This is our tattva. It's very subtle tattva. Very confidential tattva. An ordinary person, layman, cannot understand this thing. He will be confused. He must be confused. Therefore, it is said, one cannot read Srimad Bhagavatam or study Srimad Bhagavatam by himself, by his own mundane knowledge or scholarship. He cannot understand this. Lord Shiva is an authority. Lord Shiva is an authority on Srimad Bhagavatam. He is one of the Mahajanas, Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva has said that thing, Bhaktya Bhagavata Grajyam, na buddhya na chatikaya, aham vedmi suka veti, vyasa veti vana veti, Bhaktya Bhagavata Grajyam, na buddhya na chatikaya. This is statement given by Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva says, I know Bhagavat, aham vedmi, I know Bhagavat, sukam veti. Sukadeva Goswami knows Bhagavat. Vyasam veti va na veti? I don't know whether Vyasadeva knows. I don't know whether Vyasadeva knows. Lord Shiva says, Bhaktya Bhagavatam Rajyam na buddhya na chatikaya. You can understand Bhagavat only by bhakti. If you can develop an alert devotion unto Lord Vishnu or Krishna, then you can understand Srimad Bhagavatam, na chatikaya, na buddhya na chatikaya. By dint of our own mundane scholarship or intelligence or by the help of commentaries given by different acharyas. Siddhar Swami has given commentary, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given commentary, Baladev Vidyabhushan has given commentary, many Vaishnava acharyas have given commentary, Bhakti Siddhanta Sasa Thakur has given commentary, and this is commentary here given, Bhakti Vedanta Vasya, this is Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Prabhupada Maharaj has given commentary, many Vaishnava acharyas have given commentary. One may say, all right, commentaries are there, book is there, I'll read it, I'll read the book, Grantha Bhagavata, and also read the commentaries, I can understand. No, Baba, you can't understand. Bhaktya Bhagavatam Rajyam Nabudhyana Satikaya. Lord Shiva says this thing. Only by bhakti, if you can develop an alloyed bhakti, devotion unto Lord, because Bhagavata is none different from Krishna. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata. Bhagavata is not different from Lord Krishna. It's Bani Avatar. It's the Bani incarnation of Krishna. It's Bhagavata. It's none different. If you can develop another devotion unto Lord Vishnu or Krishna, then you can understand. Then you can understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, you cannot understand by dint of your own mundane knowledge, learning, scholarship, intelligence, or by the help of the commentaries given by Tikaya, Brindasari. You cannot understand. Only by devotion. Jao Bhagavata Pada Vaishnavarasthane, Ekanta Asraya Kuro Chaitanya Charane. Go to a Vaishnava, a Bhakta Bhagavata, surrender yourself there and humbly listen from the lips of that Vaishnava, Bhakta Bhagavata. Then you can understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, you cannot understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Shiva's authority of Bhagavata says this thing. This is most important thing. This is most important thing. One cannot understand all this Vedic literature only by self-study. No. Only by his learning, scholarship. No. It's only bhakti. That means bhakti means is an alloyed devotion unto Krishna, a devotion. One who is an alloyed devotee of Krishna, he pays respect to all Vaishnavas. Lord Shiva as an authority also says, Aradhananam sarvesam Vishnu aradhanam param tasmat parataram devi todhyanam samarchanam. This is the most important thing. Lord Shiva is an authority. He said this thing to Parvati Devi. In all types of worships, the worship of Lord Vishnu is the best type of worship. But todhyanam samarchanam, but the worship of Vaishnava is better than that. You see, worship of a Vaishnava is better than that the worship of Lord Vishnu. If you are worshipping, offering worship to Lord Vishnu or Lord Narayana or Krishna and not offering worship to a Vaishnava, you are committing offense. And Lord Vishnu and Lord Krishna will never accept your worship. Mad bhaktanam je bhakta sa bhaktottama, bhaktottama. Lord Krishna says this thing. Who is directly my devotee, is not my devotee. Name bhakta te jana. He is not my devotee, who is directly my bhakta. Mad bhaktanam je bhakta, bhaktottama. Who is the devotee of my devotee, who is the servant of my servant, the servant of Vaishnava, is the best type of devotee of mine. Lord Krishna says. So, this is most important. And Lord Shiva has taught all these things as a Vaishnava. So, Lord Shiva is offered prayer as Vishnu. Because he is a dear devotee of Lord Vishnu. So, there is no difference. Any question? Yes?
Speaking of single point of worship.
Yes.
Can somebody also have that, because we're not reading so much, except say Chaitanya Charitamrita, but of single pointed worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Yes. Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Krishna. You understand? He's non-different from Krishna. He's Krishna himself. But he came as devotee. That Krishna came as devotee. not at Krishna, though he is Krishna himself, because he came out to offer worship to Krishna. How you can develop devotion to Krishna to teach this thing? He came. Do you understand? So, in form of Lord Chaitanya, Krishna says, Prabhu kahe kahe lamo yehi maha mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Prabhu kahe kahe lamo yehi maha mantra. Yaha japa gya kariya nirvanna. Yaha hoite sarva siddhi hoive sabaro. Sarva kshana balo ite vidhina yaar. Mahaprabhu says, I tell you this maha mantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Rama. You understand? I tell you this maha mantra. O Hare, O Krishna. This is a prayer offered to Hare or Krishna. Radharani, Srimati Radharani, the energy of Krishna and Krishna. You understand? And always you think of it, you do kirtan, and you also do japa. Yahite sarva siddhi hoive sabhar. You will achieve all perfection, supreme perfection, only by chanting Hare Krishna. That means offering prayer to Radha and Krishna. He is Krishna himself. Hari Hari bolite noyanu vahe nira. Gauranga bolite hove pulaka sarira. Hari Hari bolite noyanu vahe nira. This is Vaishnava song. Nartandas Thakur has written this thing. Huh? If you utter the name of Gauranga, all your body will feel ecstasy. There will be ecstasy. All the hairs on the body will be erected, romancha. You understand? And tears will fall down from your eyes. You understand? Why? By only by uttering the name of Gauranga. Why? Hari Hari bolite noyanu bahe nira. He is Hari himself, but uttering name of Hari, he sheds tears. Do you understand? Tirtharaj Prabhu. He is himself Lord Hari. But uttering name of Hari, he sheds tears. Do you understand? He teaches you. Krishna himself teaches you in the form of Lord Chaitanya how to offer prayer to Krishna, how to offer worship to Krishna, how to develop devotion towards Krishna. Do you understand? He says. And those who know this tattva, that Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna, they offer worship him as Krishna. You understand? They say, oh, you are the supreme personality of Godhead. Therefore, at that time he blocks all his ears. No, 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 no! Krishnastu Bhagavana Swayam. Krishna is Bhagavan. I am not Bhagavan. I am a mere jiva. Gopi Bhartru Padakamaleru Dasa Dasanu Dasa. I am the servant and servant of the servant of a Gopi Bhartru, the husband of a Gopi. That is Krishna. He is Krishna himself. You understand? He gets pleasure if someone offers him prayer as Gopi Bhartru Padakamaleru Dasa Dasanu Dasa. You understand? He is Bhaktavatara and Radhabhava is predominating in him. Do you understand? He himself has said, Gauranga nahema radhanga sparsana. Brajendra sutavina ana nokori sparsana. In Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahaprabhu himself has said, this body is body of Radharani. Radhanga sparsana. Anga means body. Do you understand? This my body is body of Radharani. Only the son of Nanda Maharaj can touch this body. Nobody else can touch. You understand? Tirtharaj Prabhu. He is Krishna himself. And says only son of Nanda Maharaj can touch this body. Nobody else can touch this body. Because this is the body of Radharani. Radha Bhava is predominating. Bhakta Bhava is predominating. Though he is Krishna himself. Do you understand? This is our tattva. And he is very much pleased in that bhav, Radha bhav or Bhakta bhav. If you just decorate him, make such sungara, the pujari, like Krishna putting peacock feather on the head, he will never be pleased. He will never be pleased. No. Do you understand? Dhritarashtra. Don't have this srungara to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No. He will never be pleased. Do you understand, Dhritarashtra? Yes. This is our tattva. Because Krishna himself has come in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us how to develop devotion towards Krishna. You understand? How to develop devotion towards Krishna. That is, in many instances are there, when those who are devotees, those know this tattva, and they say, you are the Supreme Personality of God here, Krishna. No. I am mere jiva. Krishna stu bhagavan asayam. Gopi bhartul pada kamane dasa dasana dasaham. I am the servant of the servant and the servant of a gopi bhartul advant of gopi. That is Krishna, he says. He is Krishna himself. You understand? Yes. Many instances. Another instance you'll find also. He spent most of the time, he sees, continuously 18 years in Puridham, Jagannath Puridham, after taking up sannyas, you see. His sannyas life is 24 years. 24 years is Grastalila, Purvasam, and 24 years sannyasasam. Out of 24 years, 6 years he travelled, northern India and southern India. And 18 years continuously stayed in Puridham. And he disappeared there. You understand? While travelling in northern India, he had gone to Vrindavan. He was staying in Vrindavan, and some Balabhadra Acharya was with him as a servant. At that time, there was, a hue and cry, you see. The people are saying that Krishna has appeared in, what is that? Kaliya Hrada. Do you understand? But Krishna was dancing on the head of Kaliya Nag, and Jamuna is known as Kaliya Hrada, in the lake of Kaliya. Kali was staying. Do you understand? And that's what they were saying. The people were saying that thing. Krishna has appeared in Kaliya Hrada. So many people were talking about it. So Balabhadra Acharya, the servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, said, once requested, please allow me to go and see Krishna. To see Krishna. Krishna has appeared there in Kaliya. And Mahaprabhu got angry and gave a great slap. You nonsense. Krishna cannot dekha. Avatare Kali Yuga. He said, no, there is no incarnation of Krishna in Kali Yuga. He said, this is Kali Yuga. There is no incarnation of Krishna in Kali Yuga. You understand? And another point, that fellow, he didn't know that he is Krishna himself. He is with Krishna, but he wants to go there to see Krishna. And there is no incarnation of Krishna in Kali Yuga. That's a fact. And it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, Trijugatham. Prahlad Maharaja said, Trijuga means in 3 yugas. Satya Treta Dvapar. In 3 yugas, Krishna comes in incarnation, not in Kali Yuga. Do you understand? So, when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, you understand? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when first was entering into Jagannath temple, seeing Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, he is Jagannath himself. Do you understand? And said, oh, the Lord of my heart, my beloved, that Radharani says, do you understand? He fainted, fell down and fainted. Do you understand? Lord Jagannath showed him the form of Shyam Sundar. Do you understand? So he, Radhabhava is predominating. So Mahaprabhu fell down unconscious. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, at that time, had gone there to have the darshan of Lord Jagannath. Do you understand? So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, with the help of his men, took him to his own residence. Do you understand? So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had a brother-in-law, whose name is Gopinath Acharya. Gopinath Acharya was a great devotee. He knows the Krishna, that means Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna, he is Krishna, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there was discussion, very hot discussion among Gopinatha Acharya and Sarvamoda Acharya. Gopinatha Acharya tried to say that he is not different from Krishna, he is Krishna himself, but Sarvamoda says, how do you say this thing? He may be a great devotee. How he is Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna? How do you say? Then Gopinatha said, according to Shastra Pramana, proofs given in Shastra. You understand? Many proofs are there. How Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of Godhead? He is Krishna himself. The Shastra Pramana is there. So Gopinatha said, this is given in Shastra, Shastra proof. Then this Sarvam Bhattacharya is a very great learned scholar. But he was a Mayavadi, a follower of Shankaracharya. You understand? So he was also proficient in Shastra. He quoted that verse, Tri Jugata, that given in Srimad Bhagavatam. That in Bhagavatam it says Tri Juga. Krishna only incarnates himself in Tri Jugas. Satya Treta Dwapar. How to say he is Krishna? You understand? He quoted that verse. But Gopinatha said, what sort of Shastric knowledge? You are such a proficient scholar, great scholar, you are proficient, you have such great knowledge in Shastra, how to say this thing? What do you mean by this? Trijuva. So we say, we have these two types of considerations, apparent consideration and absolute consideration, apath vichar and tattva vichar. Do you understand what I say? I repeated, many times I have said this thing. Apath vichar and tattva vichar, apparent consideration and absolute consideration. And our consideration is tattva vichar, absolute consideration, not apath, not apparent. In apparent consideration, Tri Juga means in three jugas, Krishna incarnates himself is apparent. But in tattva vichar, in absolute consideration, Tri Juga means in Kali Juga there is no Lila avatar of Krishna. Do you understand? But there is Juga avatar. Do you understand? How to say there is no avatar? Gopinatha Acharya just said like this. Tri Juga means there is no Lila avatar in Kali Juga. But in Satya, Treta and Dvapa there are Lila avatars. But in Kali Juga there is no Lila avatar. But there is Juga avatar. Then how to say that is not different? Do you understand? This is absolute consideration, tattva vichar. But those Mayavadis, they are, after say Mayavadi Krishna aparadhi, Mayavadis are offenders at the lotus feet of Krishna because they think themselves Supreme Lord. You understand? Narayana, I am Narayana. That is offense. Mahaprabhu says, Mayavadi Krishna aparadhi, Mayavadi Vakshya Sunya Hoya Sarvanas. Therefore Mahaprabhu has questioned us. So they cannot understand all these things. Gopinatha has tried his best to make him understand Sarvamoda Acharya, how Srimam Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he couldn't. And he was disgusted. Oh, usara humite kare bija bapana. I am just sowing the seed in a barren land. You understand? I am just sowing the seed in a barren land. If you sow seed in a barren land, it will never germinate. You understand? So Gopinatha at last said this. He said, Tar krupa jodi kobe hobe, tumi se janibe. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will shower his mercy on you, sarvabhauma, then you can understand. You understand? This is Vaishnava's mercy. So sarvabhauma Bhattacharya got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, Oh, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, you are a young sannyasi, because you have taken sannyas at the age of 24. Very difficult to keep up sannyas during Kali Juga. Sannyasi's duty is to listen to Vedanta and do meditation. Dhyan and Vedanta. But you are chanting Hare Krishna and dancing in the street. You see? And he was such a proud fellow that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he has very great pride that he knows Vedanta. You understand? So he said, you'll read Vedanta Brahmi. The Sriman Mahaprabhu, as a very innocent student, all right, yes, yes, I'll read Vedanta from you. Very innocent, very humble, because by his own example, his teaching, Srinada Pisunichina, Saruri Vasai Snuna, Oni Namana Deno, Kirtani Yosada. This is Mahaprabhu's teaching. One should think oneself more insignificant than a blade of grass on the street. Do you understand? No pride. Humble. Trunada Vishnicha. And this teaching. So he said, yes, yes, you are a great guru, learned scholar. Yes, I am an ignorant fool. All right, I'll read Vedanta from you. Do you understand? So, Sarvam Bhattacharya, spoken Vedanta, Vedanta Sutra, Sarvika Bhashya. Imaginative. Sutra given by, commentary given by Shankaracharya. Continuously 7 days in the premises of temple, premises of Lord Jagannath. Mahaprabhu, as an innocent student, just listening, never saying. So at the end, on the 7th day, Sarvata asked, you, Krishna Chaitanya, do you understand what I say? Why don't you ask question? Then Mahaprabhu opened his lips, mouth. I understand the sutras very well. The sutras you quote, I understand it well, but your commentary is very difficult to understand. You understand? Your commentary is very difficult to understand. Then how is it? One cannot understand the sutra, so commentary is given. Because one can understand sutra. But you say you understand the sutras very well, but commentary, oh yes. Because he is not giving the bona fide commentary. Right commentary, he is giving Sarvika Vasya's imaginative commentary. Therefore, Mahaprabhu says, commentaries are very difficult. Then Sarvamudra says, all right, you understand sutra? Yes, please explain. Then Mahaprabhu explained sutra. When he heard that thing, he was so much amazed. Oh, such nice commentary. Nobody else than Lord Narayana or Krishna can give such commentary, he says. You understand? That is the mercy he got from Sriman Mahaprabhu. So he became completely taught, completely transformed, he became a great devotee of Sriman Mahaprabhu, great devotee. He was Mahabhavi, completely, stressing on mukti, 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 no bhakti, no bhakti. Now he great devotee. You understand? And immediately, he's a great learned scholar, immediately he offered prayers to Sriman Mahaprabhu. Extempore, 100 verses are there, 100 verses, extempore he spoke of, very famous verses are there, Sarvam Vatacharya, our prayers. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga sikhyartham ekam puras purusa purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sariradhari Kripambudhija Tamahum Prapadde. One of the verse. You understand? Purusa Puranadi Adyam Purana Purusam Navajavanam. Brahma Sangita says, is the oldest person, Adi Purusa, original Purusa, Govinda, Krishna. You understand? That original Purusa, oldest person, Govinda or Krishna, has incarnated himself as Sri Krishna Chaitanya to teach his own bhakti yoga. I completely surrender myself unto him. You understand? This is Mahaprabhu's mercy. You understand? How his supreme personality to Godhead is Adya Purana, Purana Purusa. If someone can get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he can understand Krishna. You understand? Then he can understand Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya will never be pleased if someone directly says him that you are the supreme personality of Godhead, and if his deity form, if someone will dress him as Krishna, he will never be pleased. Because Radha Bhava is predominating, Bhakta Bhava is predominating. He gets pleasure there because he is teaching by his own example. You understand? He is teaching by his own example. How you will develop devotion towards Krishna? Do you understand, Tirtharaja Prabhu? Yes. This is Mahaprabhu's principle. Mahaprabhu's principles of teaching. This is most important point in Mahaprabhu's teaching.